of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and on the second Wednesday in April, the official start to spring, just 24 hours away. This is It's Your Business. It's show 639 in our original It's Your Business series. The official opening of spring for many is the playing of the Masters in Augusta. But as we do each Wednesday between now and the Wednesday after Labor Day, we talk about the business of golf, which is even bigger this year with the introduction of Great Life. Some good friends of mine have left Central Valley and Hartford and are playing the Great Life courses in Topeka as we speak this week through the Masters. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, a part of the Great Life family, has made the trek to Augusta. I think he brought the rain for the practice round on Monday, but he's there this morning. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. So getting rained out on the first day wasn't exactly what you had written.
We turned the day into a ton of fun as we got the chance to hit on a golf simulator down here, which is kind of ironic, along with getting to meet Steve, which was absolutely fantastic.
And Steve, for those that don't have the name dropping, will be a real name that everybody's heard of. Bowditch?
Bowditch.
Yep. Yes.
Bowditch.
Yeah. Did you beat him, Adam?
I didn't beat him, but he was betting with us, throwing a dollar on the close to the pin challenge, and he ended up getting beat by some of the amateurs that were at the event we were at. So it was a ton of fun just to chat and have a conversation with the gentleman. And to hear some of his story and as far as winning it a couple weeks ago and getting that call saying, hey, I get to come to Augusta, and how nerve-wracking that may sound, he seemed to be pretty mellow about the whole situation.
So he's coming for the first time. How many times have you been to the Masters?
It's my first time as well. But my good friend, the Aussie, who won it last year, has been there quite a few times, and it's looking good. I got to see him hit yesterday, and his swing is looking fantastic, Bill.
Now, we need to let Dave share a story about one of the Austin people who won a lottery pick.
Well, it's amazing. The Masters is a dream come true for almost everybody who works for me. And I got a guy up in my St. Cloud store who got in the lottery, and he won tickets to the Monday practice round. And this guy, this is a dream come true. So he drove 1,500 miles from St. Cloud, Minnesota to the Masters, shows up, and, of course, it's a rainout. He doesn't. I talked to him yesterday. He was driving back he was in St. Louis, just absolutely despondent because he got there. He saw three holes, and then they called it. So he didn't even get a chance to go buy anything out of the gift house, because once they leave the course, they can't come back in. So his highlight for the entire day was he saw Bones, Phil Mickelson's caddy, walking off the course, and he got a picture with him. Otherwise, he has no evidence that it was even there. That's kind of a sad story, but why am I laughing?
I don't know.
But, yeah, not everybody lives the charmed life like you, Adam. You know, you going to be there all week?
Come on now. But either way, I mean, just walking into that course and seeing it for the first time, pictures, words, video, it just never could do it justice, though. Absolutely one of the most beautiful presentations I've ever seen in a golf course.
And are you there today, Adam? Are you going to?
I am, yep.
Well, I'll tell you, I think Wednesday is the best day, and it's my favorite. I've had an opportunity to be there on Wednesday about five times, and this tournament that comes on, it's on television today, 3 to 5. It's the par 3 tournament, and it is a hoot. I think there's nothing like it in sports. You got all these, you know, Arnold Palmer will be there. Jack Nicklaus plays it. They usually have their grandkids caddying. A lot of times the wives are caddying. And it's on this absolutely gorgeous Garden of Eden place that's just off the 10th hole. And you can go, and I saw a girl standing right next to one of the walkways, and she had a Masters flag. She got every single participant to sign her flag while they're playing in that par 3 tournament. I'm thinking, is there any other sport where you could have that kind of access to the athletes while they're doing an event? I mean, it's just absolutely a lot of fun. So it's my favorite deal. Of course, you can have cameras there on Wednesday. Tomorrow you can't, but great day for golf.
Now, you know the one important thing about the par three golf tournament, right? If you don't, you need to know.
Oh, you don't want to win, obviously.
You don't want to win because there's never been anybody that won the par three on Wednesday and won the Masters. So if Adam Scott or Mickelson or Spieth or any of those that you're probably going to put on your list, Adam, if they win today, I would change them out on the Yahoo Fantasy side.
That has been a long-standing tradition. You win the par three and you're toast. You will not win the regular tournament. So, but it's a hoot.
In the paper down here today, though, they had Matt Kuchar quoting, saying that he would love to win it and actually show the world that he can break tradition. And he's looking to do win the par three and looking to win the Masters.
Well, he's looking to win anything. He seems like he's having a hard time finishing out anything. So I could see why he'd be excited. Winning the par three, at least something that he could win. But yeah, exactly.
All right, as you're walking the grounds at Augusta, what's your feeling as far as what the week's going to be? Because we're sitting here, the assemblage of golfers and doctors that we have already in the building this morning is amazing. But nobody's got a clear favorite. It's a weird year. You got 24 first-timers that are playing. You don't have Tiger. You've got six or eight of them that are injured. What are you feeling?
You know, from the words that are going on down here, everybody has their own little individual picks, but not a single person is 100% confident on one individual. They keep rattling three, four names off just because of the conditions down here after the rain and with the weather being breezy and as nice as it is today. They're expecting things to dry out over the weekend, and they're saying it's up in the air for about anybody to come out and put up some low numbers.
All right, before we get your picks, you want to mention that you got a little something going on for the Masters weekend back at Golf Addiction out at 57th and Marion here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're starting it off with tomorrow being the first day of the Masters. So the first round of beer is on us at Golf Addiction. So stop on in. We'll have all the TVs fired up to watch the Masters. And then continuing on, so Friday being the second day, second round of beers on us. And Saturday, the third round of beers on us. So stop on in, see what our facility is all about, have a drink or two, and bring your clubs. As you could sit there and golf and watch one of the greatest spectacles of golf out there.
So just to clarify, Adam, do you get three beers then on Saturday and then four beers on Sunday? Is that what I'm hearing, or is it just the beer?
First beer, and then the second beer on Friday, and then the third beer is on
Okay,
on,
I thought this
Saturday.
Was a building thing.
Yeah, right? Just keep getting in there, a bunch of free beer. But either way, stop on in, check it out, and like I said, bring some clubs and swing on the range or play one of the coolest courses out there.
All right. Mr. Scott, time for your picks. The Masters, the start of spring.
Well, can't go wrong by picking, one of the best golfers in the world. That being said, Adam Scott is going to be one of my eight players starting.
Total shocking,
I know, right? But after walking a couple holes with him yesterday and seeing how unbelievably far that guy can hit the ball, he's got to be my pick. I've got Phil Mickelson on the bench, as I got to see him yesterday as well, on the putting green and kind of watching him do some practice putts. His caddy over by the hole, if his shot wasn't within a club length, he was starting back over on the little key system that they had setting up for a practice, and it was interesting to see the mythology around the practice putting, which is pretty cool. Going to my B players, we're going to go with Jordan Spieth and Webb Simpson starting on the starting field, and then we're going to go with Jason Day and Zach Johnson on the bench. And then Sergio Garcia, who I also got to see yesterday, and then Mr. English on the bench.
All right. Sounds like a good set of players. Now, you can change out your golfers, right? You don't have any trouble changing them out?
No troubles at all. And it's actually kind of intriguing to see if the guy misses the cut. We can just pop a different guy in there and try to keep your...
Wow, that sounds neat. Wish I could do that.
Well, yeah. We've got two guys sitting across from me that are now in their sophomore year on this show, Mr. Austed and Mr. Dierheim, who cannot change out their golfers.
We're not saying there's a conspiracy or anything that somebody doesn't want us to win. I'm just saying that I wasn't able to change out Dustin Johnson when he decided to take the week off last week. So that's the reason I didn't win. But, I'm not going to be bitter. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it or anything. But
and I had Matt Kuchar. Maybe there's a probationary period if you've not been in the league for more than 2 years.
It could be. I don't know. There's something going on.
Let's get your picks, Dave.
I'm pretty close to Adam. I got Matt Kuchar is going to actually figure out how to win this, and it'll be really awesome to see. I watched him when he was an amateur, and he came out and played very well. So he will win the Masters this week. I have Adam Scott on the bench, which really doesn't do me any good because I can't switch it anyway. Zach Johnson and Jason Day, the two guys on Adam's bench, are my B players. And on my bench is Keegan Bradley and Rory McIlroy, who hasn't played well lately, but he certainly can put it together. And then my C player is Sergio, and on the bench is Graham McDowell. And, you know, the thing about the Masters is it's how these guys can keep their head together. It's not that difficult a course. There is no rough. There's some very tough shots you have to have, but it's can you keep it together? Can you keep your nerves together? And that's why you see even Adam last year, when he won, when that putt went in, there's just this complete release of all of the emotions because these guys have to keep their head together and they've got all this pressure on them and it's extremely difficult to do. So I'm glad I don't get to hear Johnny Miller because he isn't making the call. It's CBS because all he talks about is, you know, people choking. And that's what happens at the Masters is they all, you know, have a hard time keeping it together. So.
All right, we're going to keep Dave around. We're going to talk about the opening of a new store. Adam, we'll talk to you again on Friday. Safe trip back. Enjoy the par 3 event today at Augusta.
Will do. Have a great day, John.
You betcha. It's Masters Week, and we've paired our show just a bit different today, different pairings. We set our own tournament. We're kind of the Masters of radio. Adam Scott at the Masters, our Adam Scott, not the Adam Scott, talked a little bit in the first segment about some of the people he saw. He walked with Adam Scott. Matt Kuchar has said that he's going to win the par 3 and the tournament itself. And that brings us to Dave Austad and Randy Dierheim this morning, Mr. Pinnacle, who pulls golf and life together. And today, living up to expectations.
Yeah, we like to blend, you know, golf and life together. First of all, I want to say to our listeners that Mr. Austad and I, who are generally some of the kings of retail in the community.
And humble.
We've collaborated actually at a Masters lunch at our new facility, Elements, within the Hilton Garden Inn. So when you come and watch the Masters, and if you enjoy an egg salad sandwich with chips and Coca-Cola, which is a traditional sandwich there at Augusta, or a pimento cheese, you can register to win Austad's gift certificate. So
now they're $2 at Augusta. Is that what you're charging?
Well, a little bit more than that, but not
I had
much.
To throw that in.
It'd be a great lunch. You know, I watched the tournament last week when Matt splashed that ball on 18, and you know when I relate that to my business life in our restaurants, the analogy I would use when I open the doors at Callaway's or Trey at 11 o'clock in the morning, I have to take care of every guest all the way through the evening, all the way to close. And making a bogey for us is not an acceptable outcome for a lot of our customers. And, you know, it's ironic. These guys just can't close this year. It's kind of through the whole tournament schedule that we've seen. It's just ironic. It's like they're all kind of in that same, we talked about it off the air, but without Tiger, without some of these big names, there's just pressure on them. And it'll really be interesting to see Sunday at the Masters, the back nine, to see who's in the lead, what happens, what shots they make, and what stumbles they may have.
How can they keep it together? You got guys like Greg Norman who have totally fallen apart on the back nine. Matt Kuchar made a comment this week. He said the most nervous he has ever been in any golf event was the first time he was there as an amateur, and he was putting the tee on the first tee, and he was playing with Tiger. And he said, I didn't think I could actually get the tee in the ground. I was so nervous. I just didn't know I could do it. And that was more nervous than Ryder Cup, more nervous than any of the other tournaments he's been around. So, yeah, how do you control yourself? And I was there in 2005 when Mike Weir won in a playoff with Len Matisse. And they didn't show it on TV, but this is one of the things you get to see when you're there. It was one hole playoff. Len lost that hole, and he just broke down and absolutely cried. It was one of the most painful things I've ever seen, not only because he lost, but because I think in Len Matisse's head, he knew this was his shot. He probably will never get another shot. And I remember distinctly there was a cart waiting for him, and that drove him back to the clubhouse, and he sat on the back of the cart wailing like a three-year-old boy and just looking like absolutely broken. He's never going to get another shot. And, of course, most people, I had to look up his name. I forgot his name even. But he was that close. He was that close to winning the Masters, and he'll never get another shot.
And we had that last year with Angel Cabrera.
Absolutely.
It's a magical shot into 18. His son is on his bag. CBS is all lined up to interview him. We end up going into a playoff, and Adam Scott, you know, prevails, and good for him.
Right.
I actually have Adam repeating, which I think would be very rare. Again, when I looked at my picks that were available to me, I kind of had to just turn away and make a pick.
But for some reason, the Masters brings out either the best or the worst. You've got situations like Len Matisse, who's, you know, bawling his eyes out, or you've got Greg Norman falling apart. And then you got shots like Bubba from hitting it in the middle of the trees that come out of nowhere. You got Tiger's putt on 16 that was one of the most dramatic shots in the history of golf that hangs on the edge while it's there. I mean, the Masters just has the way of either bringing people to their best or their absolute worst. And that's what makes it so compelling.
We need to mention living up to expectations. You opened your 10th store this week.
We did, and hopefully we are open. We're ready to roll, and it's very, very cool because we've been talking about the incredible new equipment out there this year, and you'll see the new drivers this year. You're going to see a lot of SLDR, TaylorMade drivers. That's the number one driver on tour. You'll see the new Big Bertha driver being played. There's some wonderful new irons out there. Watch the equipment these guys are playing with, and come out and see Austin's, because everything you're going to see at Augusta, we have in our store. We can custom fit you. We can make sure that it's exactly the right club or ball for you, from irons to woods to hybrids, you name it. So we're ready to go.
And the store's in Cedar Rapids.
The store's in Cedar Rapids, yes. It's a gorgeous, actually, that's one of the reasons I picked Zach. The store is about a mile and a half from where Zach Johnson grew up and played golf.
All right, Mr. Dierheim, you haven't told me about the Elements lunch, what time I need to be there. I'll be happy to.
11 o'clock, starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow, running all through the weekend. We'll have that Augusta lunch feature for 5 1/4. Make sure.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
And how big is your TV?
It's a 14-foot by 14-foot high-def TV.
That'll work.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That'll work.
And there's underground parking at Elements, which you probably won't need when the weather's nice. But, yeah, we'd invite anybody. You can walk across the bridge from downtown, so it's a great location.
So you'll be able to see Adam Scott's nose hairs.
You'll see everything you need to see.
When he is lining up his putts.
You'll see how he marks his ball.
All right, let's get to your picks this week, Randy.
Well, as I said, and I hope that my starting lineup plays very well, because if I can't change them out, I got all hopes rest on
Welcome
that.
To the club, man.
Adam Scott's my A player. Brent Snedeker's on the bench. I've got Jason Day and Zach Johnson. A sentimental pick would be Jason, I think, after what he's been through the last couple of years. Bill Haas and Matt Every are on the bench. And then for my C players, I went with a couple of guys that are just very dependable and have had good experiences at Augusta. That's Louis Oosthuizen. Trevor Immelman is on the bench for me.
A couple of foreigners. Yeah, how about that?
So, outside shot that it'll be one of the new 24 that our first experience there. You got Patrick Reed that was not good enough. It was at Georgia and then went to Augusta State.
It'll be really interesting. Patrick Reed, obviously, he says he's one of the top 10 golfers in the country. He's won a couple of tournaments. I have a feeling that he's going to be a broken man by the end of this week. I think he's going to, by Friday, after he hits a couple of 80s, he's going to not be quite as cocky as he has been over the... It'll be interesting to see, because if he can keep it together and if he can continue to play well, and when you're that kind of swagger and you can say you're that good and you can back it up, that's pretty cool. Don't think it's going to happen, though.
And it's really rare for rookies or first-timers to win down there. They don't know the course. They don't know, you know, how to play it, the pressures that come with it.
So, and there's all these little nuances. And the great thing about the Masters is, like, Sunday afternoon, you get to the back nine. These guys know exactly the spot they need to put it on the green. And if they put it in that spot, that ball will roll to the cup. And if they miss that spot by a foot or two, it rolls off the green, it goes into the water, whatever it is. So they are going to a particular spot. They know all the little nuances, and you can get some birdies on the back nine at Augusta if you hit those spots.
Now, I have that same expectation when I play at Baker Crossing today. The spot for me would just be the green.
Yeah.
So that'll be
anything
my
it's
target.
Not blue. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, guys. Adam Scott was mentioning too. The greens are soft right now. They've had plenty of rain, so that can be a difference.
Yeah. But
they have a way of making it a little tougher with the greens. They get a little harder.
And that course, you go there, and it looks so natural and so beautiful. It's all man-made. There's aerators underneath every green. I went one year, and there was this beautiful fairway on number 11. I came the next year, and there were 30-foot-tall pine trees running all along 11. I'm going, where did they come from? So the money they put into that course is unbelievable.
All right, Randy Dierheim, Pinnacle, Dave Austad, now with 10 stores. Thanks for being part of our golf team. And we'll try to give you a lesson on how you change your picks.
you don't want to do that because I beat you even without doing that, Bill. Why would you want to do that?
When we come back, we'll talk with the docs, find out who's healthy, who's not, following Fox Business News. Well, this is our golf show, and one of the things that I get to do in the golf show is talk about the fact that preparation starts with a good night's sleep. And that was one of the big selling points for me with the Comfort King factory. When I talked with Chris Larson, I said, I got to be able to play golf. Everybody hits the ball longer than I do. All I can do is try to put it in the fairway, make sure that between the ears it's making sense. And I got to make some putts. But I got to have my mind set. I've got to get a good night's sleep. So he took care of me. He set the firmness for the bed. He made sure that I had zero gravity. And trust me, it's working. I'm relaxed when I've got doctors in the house. I've got another doctor in Doherty who takes care of bags and all this and that. I've got to have my A game when I come to the show. And the best way to do it is to take care of yourself. Your best business investment is what you're going to do for 6 or 8 hours. Get a good night's sleep. And to me, it starts with Comfort King. Talk to Chris Larson. He'll take care of you. All right, time to talk with the docs. First, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Bill.
We're going to talk about your take on the players, their injuries in the Masters in just a moment, but let's talk a little bit about Specialty Orthopedics, why we should know that and what people should have that number available in a hurry.
Right, that number is 275-5560. What we can provide at Specialty Orthopedics is same-day or next-day appointments. If you have any problems, ailments that you want to have looked at, we're accessible to you. Recently, I had a friend text me. He had an 18-year-old son who was horse-playing with another sibling, and he injured his right hand, and he tried to deal with it for about a week, but with continued complaints of pain and some swelling, he asked me if I would be able to see him and get an x-ray. We did that. He had a displaced fracture of one of the bones in his hand, and within 2 days we were able to get him into the operating room and get him fixed up.
So when we talk a little bit about your office, it starts with a great staff, and of course with the warmer weather we now have a lot of people that are thinking that they want to get out and play, but they don't need to get the cart in front of the horse.
Right. Yeah, so we have a outstanding staff. It's very personable office. You're not treated like a number. We try to get to know just about every patient that we can and know more about them to be able to come up with a plan and be able to facilitate whatever care they need.
All right. You have been talking all along. Between you and Dr. Max, you guys have got these pros figured out. Okay, you haven't got it figured out when they're going to choke on a Sunday afternoon, but you got it figured out with the people that are training them. We've got people that got back injuries, thumb injuries. How do we sort out the people that are really injured from those that are just going to forget about it and play well this week?
It's going to be difficult to tell, especially at the Masters. The people with the chronic back problems, especially with the undulations in that golf course and how much they have to walk. That golf course is enormous. You have people like Jason Day who has a thumb issue.
He's bandaged, and a lot of people still picking him. Would you pick him?
I don't know if I would, because he hasn't played, at least in a competitive round, for at least 3 to 4 weeks. And I'm sure he's been playing privately with it bandaged, but it's going to be a lot different under pressure in these competitive rounds.
A guy like Dustin Johnson walks off the course after shooting 80-something. You don't know what shape he's in. You don't know what shape Phil's in. How do you sort them out?
It's going to be difficult to tell for both of them, too. I think they were they withdrew from their respective tournaments in preparation for this week. And I'm sure that they're going to have their therapists, their chiropractors out there full-time. Trying to keep them on the course and better prepare them to perform as best as possible. Because for both of Dustin Johnson, for sure, who hasn't won a major yet, he's been close, but he hasn't won, this golf course is suited for him.
Wouldn't you say that this week, if somebody walks off in the middle of a round at the Masters, they're really injured and not just thinking to a future week?
Yeah, they would have a substantial, significant injury if they walked off at Augusta.
All right, we're going to save a couple of minutes with you because we're going to talk about what's in your bag. The doctor of bagology is going to talk with us a little later in the show. But we want to get your picks.
Okay.
You got them ready?
Yep. I got Adam Scott as my A player with Phil Mickelson on the bench. I have Zach Johnson as a B player and Rory McIlroy with Dustin Johnson on the bench and Angel Cabrera on the bench also. Charles Schwartzel is my C player and Sergio Garcia is on the bench for
so
C player.
You have put into your lineup on the bench Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, who have had injuries in the last 3 or 4 weeks. You're not concerned they'll play well enough to make a difference?
I think they'll be on enough pain medication to get through that round.
You have picked nobody that is new. We have 24 first-timers.
That's right. I pick Adam Scott. I think he has to try and win as many tournaments as he can before they take away that putter that goes up to his eyebrows.
You know, if you and I used that putter, it'd be over our heads. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, how do they reach you again at Specialty Orthopedics?
275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
Don't go too far away. We got to talk with Dr. Max, and we'll bring back Paul Daugherty, who with Priority One last week, win the week. I mean, that's a bigger surprise than Reed winning the Masters, I will tell you. Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, is a rookie in our golf show, but he has spent 30 years on the chiropractic side, something that many of our listeners need, at least to be on standby, as we get temperatures bordering 80 degrees today. Dr. Max, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Let's get to golf injuries.
Yes,
and let's talk about what are the most common of the golf injuries.
Most common golf injuries, interestingly enough, number one, 20% of golf injuries relate to the back. I'm on the right show here. Next is elbow injuries. Golfer's elbow is pain on the inside of the elbow. Tennis elbow is pain on the outside of the elbow. It's actually called epicondylitis. Shoulders next, wrist injuries, then followed by knee problems, plantar fasciitis, that thing that turns into heel spurs sometimes, and as Jason Daywell knows, thumb tendonitis.
All right, I got to ask, what is more common in golfers, the tennis elbow or the golfer's elbow?
Well, trick question, right? Tennis elbow is more common in golfers.
Really?
Yes.
Because they shouldn't be playing tennis like Mayor Huther did and put him on the bench until he went to golf, et cetera?
Well, I think the lateral epicondylitis is a little bit more common for people in general, so that got the first name. And then when someone got the tendonitis on the inside of the elbow, they wanted to call it something. So golfer's elbow is better than drinker's elbow or fisherman's elbow or whatever. So.
Makes sense to me. You want to talk a little bit about joint mechanics as our bad body part?
I would like to. We've been going over things that affect the bad body parts that some of the listeners have. Joint mechanics is one thing that chiropractors work with. Every joint is like a system. If one part of the system doesn't work, some part's going to wear out faster. It's pretty simple. I examine and find out what part of that system is stuck, isn't functioning. The adjustment restores that function, and then the system works much more smoothly and doesn't wear out as fast.
Well, that's a key part of the game, and right now I'm sure that you and Dr. Tim Lee Burton would tell people to be ready to play when they get out there. Don't just get out of your car, walk or drive your cart over to the tee box and tee off. You gotta get yourself ready, or they're going to be seeing one of you two guys.
That's right. Kind of like the Mr. Goodwrench, see me now or them later. But the time to get in is when you feel something that starts to bother you, not when it's affecting you. And I, if I may, I noticed when you guys were talking about the Masters and listening to Dave, how much you guys live this golf and how much it means to you. And not everyone listening is a golfer. But if you have a pain that is affecting what you like to do, you need to call. You need to get in.
You've got written in 9 separate things that could go wrong.
That's right.
Now, that could be a ball team. You know, it could be the Twins who don't win very often, but...
There's an argument at how many articulations are involved in the shoulder joint. But rather than argue about that, there are 9 different functions that can be lost, and I know 9 different adjustments that need to be made on a shoulder.
All right. That being said, we'll put the bad body parts aside. You had to separate those out. I think the doctors have a big advantage in this golf season because we know who's injured, and you know what parts are going to cost them. So who are your picks this week at the Masters?
Well, you know, at the Masters, you want to have a long ball hitter, and you want someone that can hit it high so it hangs up on the green. That's why I got to go with Phil Mickelson. He's my A player.
On your bench?
I like a guy with my grandfather's first name, Henrik Stenson.
That's as good a reason as any. The B players, and you get 2 that start, 2 on the bench.
My starters are Rory McIlroy and Zach Johnson. Both of them hit the ball well, and if they hold up, they've got as good a chance as anybody.
And on the C side, you got an oldie but a goodie that's on the bench, and you don't think he'll ever have to get up off the bench.
Right. I got Sergio. Sergio Garcia. He's my C player, and on the bench watching is Vijay Singh.
All right. Like the Twins, like the Vikings, you need a good week. Are you satisfied with these picks, or do we need to let you reconsider?
I think I'm going to be right up there.
All right.
And I might not win, but I'm going to be up in the top 3 this week. I'm going to
deal or no
everybody.
Deal. You're going to go with this as your deal.
That's it. My mind's made up.
How they reach you again, Dr. Max?
335-0880 is the number to call. 2 people did last week, and one already thinks he's been to the best chiropractor he's ever seen. So.
Very good. Get him into our golf circle.
There you go. I'll do that. 335-0880.
All right. Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic. We'll talk with you next week.
Good day.
Just ahead, Project One was first, and his coach, I can't believe this. It's got to be a nightmare. Paul Daugherty, a golf et cetera, the winners last week. We'll check and see why when It's Your Business. Last week in our Yahoo Fantasy It's Your Business Golf Contest with the Shell Houston Open, we had a first this year and last year, a project wins. Dave Scatero and his tutor, Paul Daugherty, Golf Etc., was second. So, because of the fact that Dave's not officially in the league, he's just a student. We can't have a student beating the pros. The honor is split between Dave and Paul this week.
I do have to congratulate Dave on winning. I won't say that I let him win, but he is my project. So you know it's good to have my project up there in the number one spot.
Now Dave was all ready to come on the show today, but I told him to go back, make your picks, so that you're comfortable this week. And by the way, he picked Mickelson as an A, Bubba as the bench. And he's got Jason Day, Rory as the B, Duffner and Rose on the bench, Sergio to start as a C, Jimmy Walker coming off the bench. He's one of the first-timers this week. So
he must have seen my A picks.
Well.
Do we want to do picks right away?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could, but, you know, I think we get right into the fact that you're now working with one of the guys in the show that, as I understand it, is a +2 on handicaps. You know, I had heard that he was a -3, but I'm now hearing a +2. What are you working in his bag for?
Is that what you're trying to claim his handicap is for side bets on the course when you're playing together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If he's my partner, he's about a 9.
I think he's like 18.
Really?
Yeah.
So you looked at his swing?
You're going to have to give him strokes. No, I'm trying to get some money in his pocket.
Oh, there you go. All right, what did you find in Dr. Timley Burton's back?
We had a great time yesterday when he came into the shop. I really didn't know what to expect. What I did find is he had probably the best setup bag that I've seen so far this spring. And by the setup of the bag, I mean the actual clubs that he has in there, his driver, his fairway metal, his hybrid, his irons, and the irons fit his playing ability. And then the bottom end of his bag, which you've heard me talk about a lot, which is the wedges, he had overall a very solid setup.
All right. So when you look at a bag like that, you're going to check his swing. You're going to check the club shaft mm-hmm. as well. What do you think you're going to find? You're going to find some things that you're going to improve? I can't imagine you as a shaft coach telling people that you can't improve them.
No, I have told people that I can't improve them.
Really?
Yes, I have.
That surprises me.
I have run across some things. And, well, actually, that happened yesterday. And it's not so much I couldn't improve it, but out of his entire bag, there were two clubs in there that I said, that I flat out told Dr. Lee Burton, at this point in time, these clubs do fit you very, very well. So we're going to leave these alone at this point.
All right, Tim, when you went in, what did you think he was going to tell you? Did you know that you were in good shape, or was he putting it through a pretty good lie detector test?
You know, I've been around Paul over these last several weeks with the show, and I really wasn't sure exactly what he did. I broke my four iron.
Yes, he came in with a broken club.
Yeah, I broke my four iron, and I called him, and then we were texting back and forth, and it was amazing how accommodative he was so that I could see. We set up an appointment for me to see him the next day. I had a broken four iron. I needed that reshafted, and then I wanted to see exactly what he does. I think it's amazing, even before the show today, I said to Paul, I don't understand why it's not talked about more exactly what you do, because what he showed me in the shop there was amazing, something I never ever thought about or ever knew. I think people should know that Paul is, I think he can give you instruction on your golf swing if you ask him, but
He won't give you any help if you're Bill Zortman, trust me.
No, but what he does is he will work with your swing, analyze your swing and your clubs, and find the best shafts and or irons and drivers that fit your swing. And it's the documentation is there for you to see. It's in black and white. Even a child can understand it once he explains it to you.
You're also working with our winner last week in the fantasy.
Yes, I am.
Dave is a different scenario. He's had some clubs from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Got them from somebody that was much younger, and the clubs that he had didn't exactly fit his swing.
Exactly right. And, Bill, I've been in this business many years, as you know. I have yet to encounter the same problem. Every single bag I look at, every single golfer I work with, everybody is different. That's the reason I've got into this business of custom fitting and custom building. I just believe that off-the-rack equipment, it has its place without a doubt, but there is always room for improvement.
All right, so we have people listening out there today. They want to be like our Project 1, Project 2. They want to come in.
Yep.
Have you analyzed the bag before they get into their leagues, get into the tournament play?
Exactly. We're on 41st Street across from Billion Hyundai in the shadows of O'Gorman. Also right next to Firehouse Subs. You can reach me directly at 361-8333. I strongly recommend you call and schedule an appointment. The calendar is pretty booked right now. It's about 5 to 7 days out for getting in for an appointment. Other than that, I'd love to have an opportunity to analyze your bag and talk to you about properly fit equipment.
Tim, you'll find it interesting that he has had to play with me a couple of times. You know, we actually have a tournament He was kind of forced to be my partner, and he looked at that, and he kind of looked at what I was doing with some clubs, and, you know, there wasn't much we could do because I'd been fitted pretty well with our friends at Austed on some of the things they did. But I said, take care of my driver, and you did that. I'm now very comfortable with that driver. Didn't think I would ever be with that makeout, but you were saying one of the things you were going to work with me as a project from 2013 mm-hmm. was my shorter game this year and not worry so much about the long side, yeah, but in closer to where I can make up a lot more strokes.
All I'm waiting for there, Bill, is for you to schedule a time on my calendar.
But I'm 5 to 7 days out.
I'll try to make room for you. I fit Dr. Tim Lee Burton in, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Okay, that being said, let's take a look at your picks this week from the Masters. Masters, any special stories for you on the Masters?
No special stories on the Masters. I would love to go sometime. It's on my bucket list. I've had a couple opportunities they just didn't pan out. So hopefully someday I'll be down there like Adam and John are today. It'd be a wonderful experience.
Now, what we haven't had is anybody repeat 2 weeks in a row with our fantasy golf draft?
Watch out. Could happen.
All right. Let's see what you got.
Well, I'm going to follow my project's picks for my A players, and that's Mickelson and Watson. My B players, my starters would be Keegan Bradley and Jason Day. On the bench, I have Dustin Johnson and Justin Rose. My C players, I have more confidence in my C players, I think, than any of the other ones. I have Jimmy Walker and Harris English.
So you weren't reluctant at all to pick somebody that's a first-timer?
No, not really. I think the big names that we're so used to are, there's a lot of chaos going on right now with the what should be the dominant players. And I would love to see Phil or Bubba, either one, come through. Whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know. I think this tournament's wide open this year.
Well, you guys have not picked Matt Kuchar. And Kuchar, to me, is the hottest player in golf. He doesn't have to win the tournament to get you the most points.
Yeah.
And I see him in the top three this week. Probably will choke on Sunday. But you know what? By that point, you guys are watching my dust. I've got Phil Mickelson. I would have loved to have put Patrick Reed in, but they had him listed as an A player. I could not put him in as an A player. I'd have put him as a B or C,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that he'd won a tournament, he was one of 14 that they had listed as an A player. So Patrick Reed, I think, will do well this week, better than we're giving him credit for. Jason Day and Rory McIlroy. I never pick McIlroy. I think Day, if the thumb is good, the bandage doesn't cause him grief like Dr. Tim was saying, I think he's got a shot to be right there. I like Duffner this week, and I think Rose, who's been injured, is now healthy. Sergio Garcia played well last week, and Jimmy Walker has won three times, and he goes down as a first-timer, even though he's got three wins this season. What do you think?
Good luck.
Tim, good what do you luck. Say?
I think it's a risky pick with Jason Day, but I think with their other picks, they're pretty solid.
Well, one thing about the Masters, it starts spring. People enjoy the greenness. They enjoy all that's working with it. And if you'd like to join and compete with us in our league, simply go to Yahoo Sports, hit the fantasy. The group ID number is 7235. And the name that you write in, all small letters, Zortman, Zortman. All right, guys, all we got to do is watch the Masters, get Adam Scott back, and the poor guy from St. Cloud that worked for Austed that drove 1,500 miles with tickets for Monday's round and it's rained out, got a free trip back to St. Cloud. That's it. We hope you have a good week. Enjoy the Masters. Enjoy the fact that we're going to be 80 today. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.